of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 25th of August, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can join our chat room in the same location. Jared, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And what national day is it?
It is Park Service Founders Day.
Ooh, I also know something else.
What?
It's Whiskey Sour Day.
I was going to say that.
Do you like Whiskey Sour? I mean, that's a drink, right? That's a mixed drink, right?
Not really. I mean, everyone, you know, may have had it once or twice.
Yeah.
What?
I just wondered. I was just like, I thought, isn't it, you know, some in movies, you'll see somebody belly up and say, I'll have a whiskey sour.
No, you don't see them belly up. You see them daintily walk across the room and sit down and have a whiskey sour.
So whiskey
but
sour.
But you don't belly up to the bar. Okay. Yeah, hey, let me have a whiskey sour.
All right, so that's not belly up. That's more like cocktail.
That's whiskey. More like saunter across the room, plop your butt down and say, a whiskey sour, please.
Is a whiskey sour in like a highball glass? I want to know.
It's bourbon, lemon juice, simple syrup, and an orange wheel.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That is
and
not
a maraschino cherry.
That's not a cowboy drink.
Maraschino cherry. Hey, we have a guest waiting to come on the line here. Let's run.
Wait a minute. Let me give you the weather.
That's what I mean.
And by the way, just let me do a quick insert here that my niece, my oldest niece, scheduled to have her Juniper baby girl this morning as we speak.
That's right. It started at 7 o'clock.
7
so
o'clock.
You know what? She may have already had it by now.
Cesarean. Yeah. And so my mom's name is June, and she's naming her Juniper. All the children, all the sisters and brothers, everybody's name starts with a J. So her two boys, the names start with J, and this is Juniper, and they'll call her June for short. So we send our prayers and wellness for the family. All right. 60 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have a sunny day today with our high of 91. Overnight lows of 63. Hazy tomorrow with 96. Friday hot with 100. Saturday 106 and Sunday 105. Back up into the triple digits. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. As you know, in case you haven't heard, there's a recall going on in Shasta County. For the Board of Supervisors, recall Shasta, I think, is one. And the other one, the ones that are opposing the people being recalled, I mean, opposing the idea of recalling the people, or supporting the people that are being recalled, is Shasta Ford. And so far, I've already screwed that one up. And so on the line with us today is Eric Eisenhammer. Is that right? Did I get that right?
That's right, Carl. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, good morning.
Now, Eric is with the Shasta Forward group that is supporting the three candidates or the three people that are being, attempted to be recalled. Is that correct?
That's correct. There are recall petitions floating around out there, and the recall has not yet qualified, so it's not certain whether it will. But we are just here to support our supervisors, to support Mary and Joe and Leonard and the good work that they're doing for our community. And also to say that this recall would be very costly. It'd be a $640,000 cost to taxpayers. And we think that there are more important priorities for our community to spend that money on.
And such as?
Such as, you know, being from the North State, you know, it's sort of unavoidable to notice some of the issues around us. And I think that the supervisors have made progress on those issues. That, for example, you know, illegal cannabis, that's a huge issue in the community. Law enforcement, public safety, fire mitigation, you know, all of those things are critical needs for the North State. And in my opinion, the Shasta Forward's opinion, that's a much better use of those resources.
Okay. The are there examples of fire mitigation that they've done? Because that's near,
yeah,
that's near, that's near and dear to my heart. You know, we've got all these fires burning in the footprints of old fires, and I know that organizations around here have gotten quite, they've been quite, what's the word I'm looking for? They've been frustrated in trying to get some of the stuff done because they're they run into state and local. Local people owning the property running into problems, you know, getting that brush cleared out. So, you know, a lot of times when we say things, I like to hear the, you know, okay, give me an example type thing.
Yeah, totally. Shingletown on Highway 44, the defensible space ordinances. Leonard in particular has been one of the North State's most strongest advocates on fire mitigation and on, you know, trying to reduce those dangers.
Mm-hmm. Does it bother you that Leonard was, this is what a lot of the people, you know, this is where the, your opposition is hanging its hat here on some things, is that Leonard was found, guilty by the grand jury for misfeasance of office, for using his, political position to, fill up his own generators, get wine, take wine out and all that.
That has been a point that that Leonard himself actually brought the censure motion against himself. But at the same time, I feel like it's understandable that Leonard was out. He was helping people. He was helping people in his community. He made a mistake, and he has admitted that no laws were broken. But he was out delivering supplies to people who were in their homes, who hadn't been able to make it to the store for several days, and he was able to bring them groceries. And there were people who, for example, they left their hose on to make sure that they could get the ground wet around their home so that the fire would damage their properties. But then, you know, they had evacuated and the hose was still on.
Where did you read that in the grand jury report? I did not read that there.
That's a Leonard. That's Leonard. You know, me and Leonard just talking directly.
Yeah, I understand. I understand it, but that wasn't in the grand jury report. I mean, I would think that would have been in there because they said that he was, you know, that was one of the complaints was, hey, he was taking care of himself. I didn't see that in the grand jury report. If it happened, I have no reason to disbelieve Leonard Mody. Then why wasn't that in there?
Yeah, I think it should have been in there. I don't know.
Okay.
But he was doing good work, helping other people. That was mentioned, by the way, in BOS meetings. So that is in official records.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying
he didn't. Don't misunderstand me here.
Yeah.
I'm just saying to you the things that I have heard and the fact is that he was found guilty of a grand jury investigation, misfeasance, and you're absolutely right. It's not a punishable crime. It's not malfeasance. But when you said that, I had not read that in the grand jury report. So
it also is in the county's memo. So the information's out there. You know, I'm not, you know, not trying to argue with you. And I understand.
Feel free to argue with me. If I get a point wrong, you need to tell me that.
That's why you're on today, because we here at the station have to recall and not to recall, and what we choose to do is because of the fact that we are in the media here, and we try to remain neutral because we are community radio for our community, is we want to get all sides. So we're not like, we don't want to squash you. This is your chance to be able to tell our listeners where you're coming from. And if we question you, and Carl's read the grand jury report, it's because, well, wait a minute, you guys may have said that back and forth over maybe a coffee conversation or on the phone, but that wasn't reported. So all we know as citizens is what comes out from the grand jury. What's in print?
And that's why it's important that you bring other things out. Yeah.
Well, no, I really appreciate that. I appreciate like I said, you having me here. But, you know, to the point of the recall, you know, there's just on the website, for example, this is a testimonial from a member of the community who's talking about Leonard and the work that he's done. Betty Harrison Smith, our family lost both of our homes in the car fire. Leonard was invaluable in helping us rebuild and put our lives back together. So that's really what Leonard's about. That's really what our county supervisors are about, is about helping our community, supporting our community, helping businesses stay open, you know, during this last year has been challenging for everybody, and not a single citation was issued by the county against businesses. So they have really been stepping up. They've been fighting for us. And I also just want to mention real quick that Redding and the North State, these are places that within California, we have a lot of challenges, but compared to the state of California as a whole, we're a place that people want to live. You know, my hometown of Roseville and the city of Redding are numbers one and two of places within California that people are moving to. U-Haul data that just said that. So we're making a lot of progress. We have five conservative county supervisors. We have five Republicans on our county board of supervisors. And that's really a blessing, you know, and we see that with Stillwater Business Park is almost full and the people coming in and the confidence in the community. So what we're saying is, you know, let's not waste $640,000 taxpayer dollars, but let's continue to build on the progress that we've been making in making this community and this part of the state a place that people want to go to.
We're here with Eric Eisenhammer, and he is a member of the are you in the leadership, would you say, Eric?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say so.
Leadership of the Shasta Ford, which is fighting not the recall, because people have a right to do a recall. Just that you want to present the other side there and try to prevent the signatures. It's a balance here. People have a right to do a recall. You're not against that.
I think I would say we're not against the right to do a recall. Absolutely. People have a right to participate in the electoral process and make themselves heard.
Right.
But at the same time, I would actually say that we would encourage people, if they have signed the recall petition, we would actually encourage them to withdraw their signature. And the reason why is a lot of people, you know, this is not a assured thing. This will qualify if the recall proponents get a certain number of signatures that they're required to get. So we would ask people not to sign the petition. If they think they might have signed the petition and might think, you know what, maybe they were confused. Some people have told us that they were confused. They thought it was another recall that, you know, we've all heard of. So they think, you know what, wait a minute, I didn't realize I was recalling my Republican electors. I thought I was recalling somebody else.
Okay, hey, Eric, we got to take a quick break here. So hang on to the other side, and we can continue with this. This portion of the show brought to you by Sleep Number. You know, Sleep Number is rated number one in mattresses, rated number one and two by Consumer Reports. And Consumer Report doesn't take money from companies.
That's a cool thing, yeah.
Yeah, and so they give a pretty straight judgment of all the materials, all the products they look at. I mean, you know, they have never said Jeep was in the top 10 of anything, which I found very interesting.
The cool thing with Sleep Number, though, is that you have 100 days, which I think is pretty amazing. I wish the cars would do that. You have 100 days to sleep on your mattress. If you just don't think it's the one for you, they'll return it. They'll bring you in something else, or it's satisfaction guaranteed.
Yeah.
And they have sleep experts that have, like, studied the art of sleep and Sleep Number. We have friends that have gone in that really weren't sold, but then became sold once they got in there and got their beds at home. So invest in yourself, invest in sleep at our Sleep Number here in Redding in the Target Shopping Center. And I know that I've been changing my sleep around,
Sleep Number
setting around, and I've been down to 20.
Yeah, my sleep number setting is 40. I've been pretty consistent with that. Sleep really well. This is something that Linda can firmness on her side of the mattress is sleep number is 20. Mine's sleep number setting is 40. And that's one of the things. Life's enough of a compromise without having to compromise on your mattress. Hey, discover the Sleep Number 360 smart bed now during the biggest sale of the year. All beds are on sale. Save 50% on a new limited edition smart bed plus special financing for a limited time only at the Sleep Number store. Over at the Target Shopping Center. Now, that's subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. And see sleepnumber.com for details. Hey, we'll be right back with Eric Eisenhammer, who is one of the leaders of Shasta Ford.
Every diamond has a story to tell. Once a year, Goldmark Jewelers displays a collection of diamond rings, earrings, pendants, and bracelets with their own favorite stories. For 30 years, the Goldmark Jewelers annual estate sale has brought you the best collection of vintage and antique jewelry in Northern California. Each of these pieces have rich history and incredible stories. Diamonds and gemstones hand-cut by master craftsmen were set in masterpieces cherished for hundreds of years. Now it's your turn to write the next chapter in your diamond story. The Goldmark annual estate sale coming September 1st. Goldmark Jewelers, Hilton Top Drive, where Redding buys diamonds.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today's review is Michelef Grande Bold, a classic Maduro stick with a rich, dark, oily Ecuadorian broadleaf wrapper surrounding Nicaragua's best tobacco. Full-bodied and full flavor, your palate will delight with hints of dark chocolate, nuts, and cedar. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Freak Fire Radio on KCNR.
Come join Recall Shasta for a great night, fundraising dinner, speakers, live auction, and raffle, August 28th at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. For ticket information, call 530-691-1707. This is an opportunity for us to come together as a community and make our voices heard. Come join Recall Shasta for our third fundraising dinner, paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee / Shasta Recall.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. With Carl Lindabot, it is, 7 25 in the morning, and here on the 25th of August, 63 degrees out there, a beautiful morning, if you're not counting smoke. On the next break, let's give the air quality index, Jared. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Ever since Cornerstone opened several years ago, it's been helping our community. It's been moving local dreams forward. They were just monsters during the PPP and during the first COVID crisis, helping so many people, not just their own customers, but other customers that banks sent to them. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Three branches, one in Red Bluff, one in downtown Reading at 1845 California Street, and, of course, main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. And all you Anderson people in South County, here comes Cornerstone. Should be open before the beginning of the year. Hey, we're here with Eric Eisenhammer, who is one of the leaders of Shasta Forward, which is opposing the recall efforts of the three supervisors, Joe Comente, Leonard Modi, and Mary Rickert. Eric, how'd you get involved with this?
You know, I've been involved in North State Republican politics for 12 years now. I'm actually originally from Southern California, and I was listening to your program the other day, and I think I heard at least one of you guys are originally from SoCal as well. I got involved with Tom McClintock originally, is how I got involved, just in things political.
You're with Kevin Kiley right now, aren't you?
Yes, I am. No, I am. Yes, so I am engaged with Kevin Kiley. I also work for the committee to save Prop 13 for the last 2 years for stopping the so-called split roll measure, which was the largest property tax that ever would have been passed in our state. And I was really proud. We worked really hard, and we defeated that measure. So that is why, you know, I decided to get involved here, because when you look at something that would cost so much taxpayer money and having a background in taxpayer advocacy, you know, I thought that this is something that supporting our Republican supervisors and opposing something that, in my view, is a waste of taxpayer money seemed like something that would be worthwhile. And preserving the community that I moved to because of the better quality of life we have here. And I think it's because of the leadership of our supervisors that we have that.
You don't live in Reading, though, right?
No, I don't live in Reading. I've worked in Reading, live in the North State. I come to town every now and then. And, in fact, I'm going to be there later this week. But okay. You just missed me by a little bit.
Are you a hired gun, Eric?
Well, I am hired. They pay me, but they pay you, too.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
We
do get paid for the work we do.
Okay. So you're paid to help organize and get the word out. No, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely. I'm not. I just use the term hired gun because they're bringing in somebody that has the expertise to do things that perhaps doesn't exist right there.
You know, I think that there's a lot of qualified people who exist there, too. You know, Shasta County is a great community. The whole North State's a great community. So I'm honored to have had the opportunity to be included in it.
No, our parents live down in Granite Bay. It's a great area. Hey, what's the biggest concern that you got that you all are rolling into here?
Like I said, what do you mean the biggest concern?
Well, you know, the other side is well organized. They have, like you just probably heard, commercial. They're having fundraising events. They're moving forward. It doesn't seem like they're slowing down. The fact that the Fair Practices Commission hasn't had anything. I mean, they've been looking at it for several months now, I believe. Nothing's come out on that. When you look at the opposition and you say, okay, this is what they have going for them, and this is how we can answer that. Or is that a question?
No, that's a great question. First of all, on the Fair Political Practices Commission investigation, Shasta Forward has issued a letter to the FPPC urging the FPPC to step up their enforcement. They are still under investigation. And I think that those concerns are legitimate. I would be asking the same thing, you know, that I just on the other side, it's just like a general community member who isn't, you know, involved on either side. If somebody that's looking at this, observing it, you know, I would say that, well, you know, if Recall Shasta wants the community to devote, the tax, you know, $640,000 of taxpayer money to this effort, you know, shouldn't we at least be able to know for sure who's funding it? So I think those are important and legitimate questions. You know, I also think that just their causing divide in the community is really not something we need. I mean, given the challenges, you know, and especially right now, I mean, especially, you know, given, you know, just last week I was just up there and, you know, experiencing the smoke and the fires, and that is important work that needs to be done for our community to come together on, not, you know, not something where we should be divided and pointing fingers. But I do want to make one really specific sure. point, which is I feel like, and, you know, I have friends on both sides. You know, I have friends, you know, I've been, like I said, I've been involved in Republican and taxpayer politics for a long time. And I think that there is a lot of frustration, just across the board. You know, take the, you know, the recall out of it even entirely. And I think people in this last year when we've been locked down, I think a lot of people are frustrated and people are angry and some people are looking for somebody to blame, unfortunately. And I think that what we're seeing from Recall Shasta is people that want to blame somebody for policies they don't like, but policies they don't like that are not coming from our County Board of Supervisors, but are actually policies that our County Board of Supervisors are fighting against to protect the community and protect small business owners.
Okay. So are you for the Newsom recall?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Okay. So, but is that because we were all pent up for a year under COVID, or is it because he's a jerk and makes bad decisions?
Well, you know, I could.
You don't have to answer that.
I have a lot I could say, but I think that, you know, as a conservative, you know, that there's policies of Newsom that I don't necessarily like, but at the same time, I don't support recalling other conservatives, and okay. our county supervisors are conservatives and are standing up for us, and they are standing up against some of those policies that, you know, that are coming out of Sacramento that a lot of us don't like in the North State.
I thoroughly agree on that. I'm so, you know, I think that if one thing, you know, that the North State can get together with, it's a recall of Newsom. However, I have a feeling that even up here it's not united on that, but it's probably closer. Eric, we sure appreciate you being with us this morning. And the main opposition, it sounds like to me, is the fact that it's going to cost money, that the county supervisors did not shut down any businesses. The county supervisors were trying, you know, no citations were issued, but, you know, by the sheriff or the chief of police. People have the right to do have a recall, by all means. It's just that you all believe this is the wrong reasons for a recall.
Shasta County was the most open county in the state.
More than, come on, more than MoDOT? That's in Northern California, too.
I know where it is.
Okay, I just, you know. I just thought I'd
not
ask.
A lot of people live there.
A lot of cattle out there running yeah. around free. No mask.
Probably more cattle.
Hey, what do you think?
Yes, exactly.
Let me ask you this. We're getting ready to mask all the kids going to school, and we don't have a choice. Again, it's coming down from the states. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I totally oppose that. But I also think that that's one of those things where we get this kind of confusion where if the state does something that people don't like, then people are inclined to blame our supervisors. And that's not something that I believe that they support either. I mean, that's something the CDC even issued guidance against. So that's something where I think that we should follow the science, as we keep hearing, and the science would not support that. And I think that that's also something where we can count on our supervisors to fight for us and stand up for
supervisors
us.
People need to know the supervisors have nothing to say about that. It comes all from the Office of Education. However, they could make a statement that says we are having all of our kids mask up. They could say that. It doesn't mean anything, but they could say that. Yeah, I agree with you. Okay. Eric Eisenhammer, who is one of the leaders of the Shasta Forward movement, and also a conservative Republican, from everything I can tell. You work with Kevin Kiley, who is a conservative Republican. You've worked in the anti-tax arena. So, okay. Thanks so much for joining us. Do you have anything else you want to say?
I would just say that I would encourage voters to fact-check. Fact-check everything that I'm saying. Visit our website. Go to ShastaForward.org and to continue the positive work that our community leaders have already done, to not support more divide in the community, but support three local county supervisors who are fighting to keep our county open and to support local businesses. And I thank you so much for having me on, and let me know if you ever want to chat again.
You know, we'll do that. You know what? What we may do is, if you agree to it, next time you're in town, maybe get a recall guy in here, and you two can, in a very polite, civil manner, discuss this. I would enjoy that. Would you? You know, would you be up for that?
We love it.
It's a fun idea. It's a fun idea, and I'm not saying no. I'm definitely not saying no.
Okay.
But let's connect then.
Okay. We got it. Eric, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Shasta Forward. Okay, we're going to take
right,
a quick
break. Thank you.
You bet. Take care out there. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by
Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. You know, if you're traveling or if you're driving and we're going in and out of this heat, you've got the air conditioning on, and then the car is there in the heat. These are the times when we have extreme weather, when your chips can become cracks. Now, Jeff is a veteran-owned business down on Market Street, 3208 South Market Street. You can call him for an appointment at 241-8373. This is the time for you to do your maintenance with a chip or perhaps a crack up to 22 inches. That's Crack Master Windshield and Repair. We'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Come join Recall Shasta for a great night, fundraising dinner, speakers, live auction, and raffle, August 28th at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. For ticket information, call 530-691-1707. This is an opportunity for us to come together as a community and make our voices heard. Come join Recall Shasta for our third fundraising dinner, paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee/Shasta Recall.
Seasons Restaurant, located inside Wind River Resort and Casino, just got happier with outstanding appetizers. Stop by Thursday through Sunday from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. to enjoy pulled pork fries, coconut shrimp, Southwest egg rolls, and so much more. Your taste buds will be happier at Seasons. Mimosas aren't just for brunch. Come try Seasons Tableside Bubbles and Berries Mimosa Bar, delivered right to your table. Thursday through Sunday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m., only $15. Bubbles are better at the river. See WindRiver.com for more details.
Californians can make history this summer, first by recalling Gavin Newsom, and on the same ballot, electing a conservative leader with a proven record, Ted Gaines.
Hi, this is Ted Gaines. My family came to California during the gold rush. Since that time, the state has seen world wars, depressions, earthquakes, and more. It hasn't been easy, and we still have big problems. But I'm telling you right now, don't be discouraged. I'm running for governor because we can make a difference. I'm an optimist, and I've pitched my tent in the land of hope. We will get our homeless mandatory care and housing. We will build power and water supplies so we don't suffer blackouts and rationing. We will save Prop 13 and cut high taxes. Working together, we will put California right back on top. I'm Ted Gaines. That's my pledge to you. Please vote yes on the recall and vote Ted Gaines for governor. Thank you.
Paid for by Gaines for Governor 2021.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Every diamond has a story to tell. Once a year, Goldmark Jewelers displays a collection of diamond rings, earrings, pendants, and bracelets with their own favorite stories. For 30 years, the Goldmark Jewelers annual estate sale has brought you the best collection of vintage and antique jewelry in Northern California. Each of these pieces have rich history and incredible stories. Diamonds and gemstones hand-cut by master craftsmen were set in masterpieces cherished for hundreds of years. Now it's your turn to write the next chapter in your diamond story. The Goldmark annual estate sale coming September 1st. Goldmark Jewelers, Hilltop Drive, where Reading buys diamonds.
And good morning and welcome back to our Wednesday edition of Free Fire Radio. Somebody said, is it raining? Okay, I do have fingernails and I was typing. True, on my computer. Didn't realize, you know, you think... You know, sometimes I wonder if these mics pick up everything because when I'm driving on the freeway and I'm listening to the shows, I'm turning up the radio. Well, if somebody can sit there and hear my fingernails on the computer. All right. So anyway.
Why, yes, they can.
Estate Granite is bringing this portion of the show. Mike at Estate Granite.
You're making Philip crazy.
Has been custom.
Or maybe it's Hastings.
Altering.
One of them.
I'm so sorry. Here we go. How's that? Does that make your skin crawl?
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
Give
okay.
The commercial so you can move
and beyond here. Since 2004, 16 years in the same location off at Caterpillar Road. He is a vocal local supporter. It's a veteran-owned business and definitely pays attention to detail. Mike can work to get your home done on your schedule. And he will wear a mask and do all the things he needs to do to come in and make sure that you
true
get,
artist when it comes
is.
To granite, marble, slate, any of those.
Absolutely. Shout out to Mike. How you doing? You're probably in there grinding and working and customizing right now. So do give him a call at 241-STONE. All right. So do you want to talk about this email that came in?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm looking at the chat room. And what did you get from the last interview besides people making disparaging comments about individuals in it? That Eric is a conservative Republican. who works for the Kevin Kiley campaign, lives down in Roseville, so he doesn't live here. But he has worked in conservative campaigns before, so it's not like he's a liberal Democrat, that just came in on this at all. But he's also I use the term hired gun. They bring in somebody to run a campaign. That's what they are paid for. There's nothing wrong with that. However, the fact, and I'm wondering if that is because people in the Shasta Forward movement, and I've talked to several of them, they have concerns about their safety. They're afraid to, some of them are literally afraid that, the email attacks and the, Facebook, savagery that we see going on, and they'll come after them. So, I'm thinking that, that could be one reason, because Eric lives far enough away, you've got to really want to go down there, to confront him, which, frankly, I'm not sure how many people, I would love to find out how many people really have been confronted by somebody not in a public meeting. I mean, they come to your house, they come to you, they wait for you, and then they confront you. Oh, you're in that Shasta Forward movement. Or, you're in that recall movement. How many times does that happen? There's a lot of Facebook, a lot of keyboard warriors out there, as we all know. And we see that here in the chat room. Verbal judo. Well, no, it's like verbal axe attacks on each other, which I find amusing at times. But what he's saying is, if I can glean it all down, is it's $640,000 to cost for the recall. And the other side will tell you, hey, considering all the money that's spent and the way it's spent, that's a drop in the bucket. I would love to have Eric come in here one day with one of the very articulate people on the other side and let them discuss this in front of people about why the recall is needed and why the recall should not be a success. Not that people don't have the right to do it, but they just don't want it to be successful. Okay. It was interesting. We got to get back on time here. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Every diamond has a story to tell. Once a year, Goldmark Jewelers displays a collection of diamond rings, earrings, pendants, and bracelets with their own favorite stories. For 30 years, the Goldmark Jewelers annual estate sale has brought you the best collection of vintage and antique jewelry in Northern California. Each of these pieces have rich history and incredible stories. Diamonds and gemstones hand-cut by master craftsmen were set in masterpieces cherished for hundreds of years. Now it's your turn to write the next chapter in your diamond story. The Goldmark annual estate sale coming September 1st. Goldmark Jewelers, Hilton Top Drive, where Redding buys diamonds.
You want to make a real difference for patients. You want to provide quality, compassionate care. Your work environment should feel like family. You appreciate flexibility.
One of the things I love about working at Shasta Regional is I feel valued as a staff member. They're like family.
If you're ready to work in an environment that supports you, come see the difference at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Join SRMC for an open house and job fair Tuesday, August 31st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. $15,000 sign-on bonuses are offered for all RNs hired. Meet their directors, talk to current staff, see and feel the difference in an environment that supports you so you can care for our community at the SRMC Job Fair Tuesday, August 31st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, visit www.shastaregional.com or message them on Facebook. Come experience Shasta Regional Medical Center, where passionate people provide quality care. Shasta Regional Medical Center Job Fair Tuesday, August 31st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Professionals from all over the world have been working remotely, and the hardest part is finding a great place to focus and get the job done. Drop-in Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East offers modern and clean workspaces, call booths, conference rooms, and secure fast Wi-Fi. Drop-in's pricing is pay-as-you-go, with bundles of hours as low as $3 an hour. No contracts, no obligation. Drop-in Go Working, 155 Lake Boulevard East, next door to Starbucks and Subway across from Waterworks Park. Drop-in for an hour or more and try it out. Drop-in.mobi. That's drop-in.mobi.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
At the Wagner Law Group, Their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
Come join Recall Shasta for a great night, fundraising dinner, speakers, live auction, and raffle, August 28th at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. For ticket information, call 530-691-1707. This is an opportunity for us to come together as a community and make our voices heard. Come join Recall Shasta for our third fundraising dinner, paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee / Shasta Recall.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Yeah, Charlie Watts, drummer of the Rolling Stones, passed away yesterday. He was 80 years old.
Now, he's been with the group for 60 years. Yeah. He and, of course, Keith Richards and Mick Jagger.
Well, Keith Richards died 12 years ago.
Anyway,
he's just still walking around.
So
he's just still walking around.
Premier rock drummer.
That's what, you know, you put enough drugs in your body, this is what can happen.
It said Watts stayed on and largely held himself apart. Let's clear this up. Held himself apart through the drug use, creative clashes, and ego wars that helped kill founding member Brian Jones. He often began with a hard guitar riff with Richards and Watts, following closely behind, fattening the sound.
Okay. Do you ever think he said, look at Keith Richards? I wonder if I had taken drugs, I could have lived as long as Keith. No. Okay. Yeah, you know what? They are still
They're like
touring.
Brothers.
They are
beyond
still
brothers.
Touring out there. And we just, I saw a documentary the other day of them just a few years ago. I mean, the energy these guys put out there, and they still have it. It's amazing. Okay, let's switch over to COVID real quick.
Can I just say this about being a drummer and drummers? You have to be an athlete. Really, we don't think of a drummer, but to play stadium rock, because I have two drummers out of Nashville that were just. You know, they run 6 miles a day. They have to have a healthy appetite. They're sweating. It is like doing, like being in a ring and boxing, but add that on to like a 2-hour show. He is once quoted as saying, the experience was draining and unpleasant and even frightening. Girls chasing you down the street screaming. I hated it, he told the Guardian newspaper in an interview. In another interview, he described the drumming life as a cross between being an athlete and a total nervous wreck. So, you know, rest in peace, Charlie Watts. I can only imagine right now the brotherhood of that long-standing band, the Rolling Stones, is mourning one of their brothers who, and I know that when you're on stage and you are touring and you have what goes on in between shows, backstage, creating in the studio, all that stuff is a very sad loss for that group.
I think so too. I mean, the Rolling Stones, it was just a matter of time because they're all in their 80s. I mean, they lived full lives. Now, let's get to COVID. I was railing the other day against the fact that the medical establishment in many ways has let us down when it comes to COVID. We're telling people once you pop positive for it, stay isolated, you know, drink a lot of liquids. If it gets worse, go to the hospital. Well, many do go to the hospital. But there are treatments. You know, Trump got one of those treatments in the Rovastatin. And then when we talked to the doctor that was here in the that worked on the people that were first in the hospital with COVID, he said they used that. They used everything they can. Now, after, you know, during this time, the demand for COVID was it monoclonal antibodies treatment skyrockets. That is the ability to get a let me look it up here.
I just want to say that you're looking that up, I want to tell you that, you know, a lot of people say you're on assignment. Yesterday I had a great conversation. It was during this morning show that I was having this conversation with a health professional that really went off on this in the way that people hate Trump so much, and that we are got such a warped thing that is going on with some of our pharmaceuticals companies, that this is something that people don't, instead of going to the hospital and having this traumatic thing going on, is that when you test positive for COVID in the first 24 hours, there are things that you can do that,
These are called monoclonal antibodies, which are produced by cloning immune cells that have been shown effective against COVID-19, can reduce the risk of hospitalization or death by at least 70%. The rise of this, one of the companies that makes it is Regeneron. The biggest change in the Delta variant and the surge in infection rates that's happening all over the country. That even Fauci said that this more people can benefit from them. People are lining up to get this. There's only, I believe, three places in town that you can get this. But you have to be, it has to be, I think it's prescription. And it's used ideally within 3 to 4 days of diagnosis or first symptoms. That's when the virus is multiplying quickly in the body. And when sending an arsenal of fighters against it can make the biggest difference. It should be given, the antibodies should be given to people 12 and older at high risk for severe COVID infection, including those who are pregnant, over 65, have a suppressed immune system because of disease or medication. I can go on and on and on. It's been authorized for use in people who have been exposed to COVID-19, even if they've not tested positive, such as at-risk person when a spouse is infected, residents of nursing homes or prisons. So think about this. If this is, this is what I mean, is for this whole year, this has been available. And when Trump talked about it, he was immediately attacked for saying, oh, here's another one of those you just injected into your body like drain cleaner. And it is so ridiculous. But then our medical authorities, why aren't you, as soon as you go, oh, you've got COVID, that you don't start getting doses of this to help negate the severity of this. Look up anticlonal, and I'll spell it here because I'm pronouncing it probably wrong, monoclonal, monoclonal antibodies treatment. And see if this is something that you might be interested in. Now you've got to find somebody in town who can prescribe this. And it's a 300, there's been a 300% rise in shipments in this and other types of these antibodies. It's going to, you know, if it will help you fight off the disease. So why aren't we giving people this? Why isn't this just part of the treatment plan?
Okay, it says Sotrovimab, made jointly by drug maker GlaxoSmithKline or Vir Biotechnology, only received authorization in late May, so it has not been used as frequently as the other two. It now has contracts with Indian Health Services and some military health systems, as well as hospitals and healthcare centers in 26 states. The drug, which also runs $2,100 a dose, should also come at no cost to the patient because of a combination of government upfront payments, reimbursements, and the company copay program, from, of course, the company spokesperson Lindsay Meyer said. Okay. It works similarly, the combination of two antibodies designed to address a broader range of variants.
You know,
this is what we should be doing.
And what was the other? The other one was something that people take for rheumatoid arthritis.
Yes.
The government put a squash on that too. We have a friend that, and he was having problems getting it to treat his arthritis because they had put a hold on all this. This isn't the stuff they use in Mississippi, the horse parasite killer that have been putting people in the hospital, my friends. This is something where they're actually having clinics. You can see photos of them in Jacksonville, Florida. mitigate the symptoms of COVID. Ask your doctor about it. Ask your, you know, in fact, we'll ask the public health authorities about it as soon as the show is over at 9 o'clock. Hey, when we come back, Celestina Traver from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The rush for the exits taking on added urgency in Afghanistan now that President Biden has refused to budge on his end-of-the-month deadline for wrapping up evacuation flights and getting the military out. U.S. Senator Tom Cotton says his staff doing its best to advise stranded Americans on how to reach the Kabul airport.
Senator Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network about all he can do right now is give trapped Americans the information they need to make their way to the airport.
Coaching and guidance about how to get to the gates, how to survive in the hot temperature.
Cotton says that advice includes ways to avoid what he calls a Taliban goon squad.
In some cases, we have been able to, with friends and contacts inside the wire, actually pull them inside the wire and get them on planes.
Cotton says President Biden should extend the deadline for the U.S. troop pullout until all Americans have been evacuated. Bob Agnew reporting.
In earthquake-ravaged Haiti, the distribution of emergency food, water, and medicine continues. U.S. military helping with logistics of distributing supplies across the island since roads and bridges have collapsed. But shipments of food still arriving, according to this spokeswoman from Christian nonprofit relief organization Food for the Poor.
These people are absolutely in dire need. I mean, they have lost everything they ever owned. And our containers, we have confirmed, have arrived safely. They weren't harmed by the grace of God. So thousands of families will have something to look forward to.
Anyone wishing to donate to relief efforts for children and families in Haiti, you can go to our website, SRNnews.com. Click on the Help Haiti banner. Defense Secretary Austin ordering members of the military to get the COVID-19 vaccine and to do so immediately. Wall Street stocks have now bounced into positive territory. The Dow is up 59 points, the NASDAQ ahead 3, and the S&P 5 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
Germany's leader says her country is prepared to talk to the Taliban to safeguard the gains of the past 20 years while insisting that she will not offer any unconditional guarantee.
Angela Merkel's address was somber. She spoke of a bitter new reality. Preserving gains was her theme. There had been no international terror attacks launched from Afghanistan since the 2001 attacks on the US that sparked the intervention, she said. But the danger of backsliding remained and had to be prevented. Mrs. Merkel also highlighted development gains. Germany is to continue evacuations as long as possible. But for a leader who's been in power for 3/4 of the US-led operation in Afghanistan, it must all feel like a heavy defeat.
That's the BBC's Danny Eberhardt. Morocco's foreign ministry says the country regrets what it calls a completely unjustified decision of neighboring Algeria to break off diplomatic ties. Townhall.com. Israel's defense minister is accusing Iran of launching from its territory a deadly drone strike on an oil tanker.
The Mercer Street, an oil tanker that was sailing in the Arabian Sea off Oman, was struck by a drone aircraft on July 29. The attack killed 2, a British national and a Romanian. The tanker is managed by a firm owned by an Israeli billionaire. Benny Gantz says Israel's assessment was that the drone was launched from Iranian territory and approved by Iranian leadership. He said Israel has the means to attack and will not hesitate to do so to prevent Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Northern California's massive and destructive Caldor Fire continues its march in the direction of Lake Tahoe. An army of firefighters engaged in a desperate struggle to stop the fire in its tracks. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. You listeners out there, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 25th of August, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage, and full. Healing starts here. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
And we've talked about it's already Whiskey Sour Day. And what was the other one?
Park Service Founders Day.
Yeah. Anything else?
Banana Split Day.
Okay.
Oh, well.
It's Wednesday. Mm.
Kiss and Make Up Day.
And it's Wednesday.
And what was the last time? What?
Kiss and Make Up Day.
Oh.
Whoa. You know
big
what?
Time.
That's every day. That's every day.
Kiss and make up. Yeah, it's true.
But you know what? Sometimes Jared comes on and he tries to lay one on me. But, you know, I let him kiss me on the cheek and all that. we kiss all kiss and make up in this office.
Yes, yeah.
Except it's not really kissing. It's, you know.
No, we kiss and make up at home. Let's talk about a husband and wife team that, you know, that is, you know, and plus we're in this, I mean, just all this stuff. So, yeah, we flare up, but we make up. That should be a song. All right. Reading weather, sunny today with a high of 91. It is currently 63 in the downtown studio. It's partly cloudy tonight with an overnight low of about this temperature, 63. Tomorrow calls for a hazy day with 96. Friday calls for hot with 100, mostly clear on that night, according to the National Weather Service, with overnight lows of 70. Saturday calls for 106 and Sunday 105. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated. Senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Yeah.
Yeah. We're here. Excuse me, are we ready?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I was reading the comments because they're getting kind of nasty right now. So
well,
I was a little distracted.
I'm thinking about another Wednesday event.
We're waiting.
We're here
two, three. Anyway, let's get it. He's looking it up.
We're here with Celestina Traver, who is a Shasta County veteran.
It is. Guess what day it is?
Yay.
Huh? Anybody? Julie. Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
You know, every Wednesday.
I got. I just makes me crack up, especially when you see the commercial. And what is it? A camel? Yeah. So it's just hilarious. Okay. Anyway,
we're here with Celestina Traver, who is the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer.
Good morning.
Do you ever wonder about? Maybe I shouldn't go on.
Wonder about us?
You missed. Can I talk about you guys? Yeah. Can I talk about why you weren't here last month?
Yes.
Why weren't you here last month?
Well. I had COVID.
Did your whole office have it?
So,
Somebody in your office gets it, you all.
Yes, we had to quarantine. Everybody had to quarantine. So, I do presentations out in the community, and I did a few the week prior, and I started feeling kind of out of sorts on Monday. I went to work, but I didn't have a fever. And by 2 p.m. on Monday, I wasn't doing well. And I said, I'm going to go home. Next day, I went to the VA, and I tested positive that morning. So,
are they back with 20? Are they in a 20? Can they do instant ones now?
They do. I got mine in 2 hours, the results back.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, according to the Washington, in this report, military troops must immediately begin to get the COVID vaccine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said in a memo Wednesday ordering service leaders to impose ambitious timelines for implementation. More than 800,000 service members have to get their shots, according to Pentagon data.
So I was on the a Zoom meeting with the VHA, which is the VA clinic, and 19 at that time, which was a couple weeks ago, 19 veterans were at Mather that were vaccinated that had severe COVID and was hospitalized. So just information to put out there to educate.
Well, there's one other part of this that I think is really not a shocker, really, when I think about it, but you asked for that type of treatment we were talking about.
I did.
Monoclonal from this, you know, hey, look, I've got it. You know, people are being treated with it. And the VA said no.
Everybody said no.
VA said no. Who else said no?
My civilian doctor.
Your doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Shasta Regional Medical.
They all said that.
Yep.
And the reason? Did they even?
No reason.
They must have to give a reason.
They didn't give a reason.
Because if the pharmacist says something I don't like, I ask him to explain why. Why? If you tell me it's too expensive, okay, I can understand that. No, it's just too expensive. You know, they're saying it's $2,100. I just don't believe that for a second either.
Yeah, but the government has fronted money.
Well, yeah, they should be. If this will help alleviate symptoms or make symptoms less, it means less people in the hospitals. It's cost much more to put a person in the hospital than it does to give them this IV treatment. Mm-hmm. And that's why it has to be a doctor. It's not something like a shot where you go down to a Rite Aid and get a shot. This is an IV.
So it's like I asked, stay home, rest. And I'm like, is there anything else you can help me with? And I mentioned that because my husband looked it up. And they kind of sidestepped the question and said, nope, just stay home and get better. And they were done. So I don't think that it was a conversation they wanted to have. So I don't know.
But I think this is something, like I said, I'm calling the Health and Human Services. I'll talk to Carrie first and get some answers on why aren't we pushing this thing? I mean, it's obviously well known. When it makes the headlines on USA Today.
And I had this conversation yesterday with the health.
Which was a coincidence.
With a health advocate who went on about this. These three different, it was just like somebody was talking Greek to me about that we should be paying attention to this because once you test positive, you can go into three different places here in Reading. She didn't think that any place in Reading would have it where you can get the intravenous feed that helps with, fighting the COVID. So you don't go through, but you have to test positive, but there's a couple things that you can take that are, I don't know, there's some of them that she said people who have horses have this stuff. Well, you know, it's really weird because a lot of times there are medicines that people take and they also have them in the veterinary.
Correct.
Yeah, and so I don't know what that is. I don't advocate any of that. I have no idea, but people in the field, in the medical field, understand that some of this stuff is used across the board in two different.
We talked about that just because you can use it on a horse, and it's the same stuff that people take. Let's just say it's ibuprofen or something like that. Mm-hmm. You give it to a horse, it's at a concentrate. Like we gave 2 milligrams of Bute, which is a pain reliever, after the horse had its teeth floated. If I took the same amount, I'd be unconscious on the ground.
Right.
You know, writhing and spewing. So it's one of those things that you just can't go in there and get it.
Right.
Okay, but that's not talking about you. But it's interesting how the monochloroids are not being used.
Yeah. And also,
widely.
We were closed for 4 weeks. So I got it, and so everybody in my office had to shut down the office and go get tested. Then they have to wait 5 more days and get second test of a negative.
Uh-huh.
Well, they did that because that's a 10-day wait period, right?
Uh-huh.
So they did that, and we all came back. And then one of my employees on the 13th day started getting sick. And so she went and got tested. And on the 14th day, she tested positive. So then we all had to quarantine again, except for a couple of the VSRs that didn't come in contact with her, close contact. Mm-hmm. So me and two other VSRs, we worked with closed doors behind the scenes and still helped veterans, but we stayed in our office and used masks.
Yeah, you couldn't go face-to-face.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, this is one of the things that happen. With COVID. And I'm at the point here, and I have advocated for this, is that the leadership of this country needs to say, this is with us, this is what it's going to be. We've got to find a better way of handling it and isolating people in important jobs like yours and others, because one person has it in an office, okay, you can work from home, but a lot of it is face-to-face. Now, the last thing you want to do is give it to somebody. But we've got to come up with some kind of process that people can continue to move on in their lives. And then we all say, okay, this is going to be something that's going to be with us forever. So how do we do this in such a way that the country's not at war with each other over get a shot, don't get a shot, wear a mask, don't wear a mask? I mean, there's got to be a better way. I tried to use an analogy yesterday and lost my way when I was talking about putting a bit in a horse's mouth. You got to find a way of partnering up with that horse. You can force it. You can force it. But I tell you what, after that, that horse is different. That horse is different if you force something on it, because it's always going to be frightened. It's always going to be in its own little horsey way angry. And you don't want that. You want to find a way that we can partner up to get that bit in its mouth, or find something else that works, that well, for the, when you partner up, so that when you ride, that you know both you and the horse are safe out there. So, and I think we have failed miserably in this country about finding a way to partner up with everybody to find out what it is that's going. People are going to go, okay, all right, you know, I'm not. These people aren't vaccinated. Well, I am. And the fact is now there's other things available that even if I'm vaccinated and I just hang around with other vaccinated people, I can still get it. I can still get it because they can pass it. I can get it. And we just have to learn to live with this and move on and, you know, keep making strides forward instead of being so angry at each other. It's not going to There's nothing you're going to get out of this.
We do have to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry for all your jewelry needs. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, located on Hilltop Drive, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages on KCNR.
Come join Recall Shasta for a great night, fundraising dinner, speakers, live auction, and raffle, August 28th at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. For ticket information, call 530-691-1707. This is an opportunity for us to come together as a community and make our voices heard. Come join Recall Shasta for our third fundraising dinner, paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee /Shasta Recall.
Reading Electric Utility, like more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is a nonprofit public power agency owned by the customers. This year, we are celebrating 100 years of serving the city of Reading. October 3rd through the 9th is Public Power Week, and we celebrate the benefits of living in a public power community. These benefits include low rates and local control. Community ownership means your money stays right here in Reading. Publicly owned utilities like REU provide excellent service and work directly for the community.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back
to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join the Cult 45's Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series every Thursday night starting at 8 p.m. at Tiger Field. Through the end of August, enjoy live music with a different band each week. Find the lineup of performers online at ReadingCult45s.com. Tickets are only $5. Come enjoy food, beverages, and dancing at the Cult 45's Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series at Tiger Field at 1000 West Cypress Avenue. See you there!
Every diamond has a story to tell. Once a year, Goldmark Jewelers displays a collection of diamond rings, earrings, pendants, and bracelets with their own favorite stories. For 30 years, the Goldmark Jewelers annual estate sale has brought you the best collection of vintage and antique jewelry in Northern California. Each of these pieces have rich history and incredible stories. Diamonds and gemstones hand-cut by master craftsmen were set in masterpieces cherished for hundreds of years. Now it's your turn to write the next chapter in your diamond story. The Goldmark annual estate sale coming September 1st. Goldmark Jewelers, Hilton Drive, where Reading buys diamonds.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the DeBot. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, Shasta Regional Medical Center for over a year has been involved in this COVID fight. They're, you know, with their medical personnel, and they are right again in the lead of fighting this. As you know, the emergency rooms are being inundated. As you know, the ICUs are starting to fill up. They're not full by any means. It's serious out there. But Shasta Regional Medical Center never takes a step back. They are there to help our community. Healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We welcome today Celestina Traver from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. We've talked COVID in the first segment. Okay, what else is going on?
So
sans COVID.
So positive. So the County Veterans Service Offices have had an increase in funding. It was added to the budget another $5.4 million to our budget, which means that we're going to get a higher rate of subvention funding versus the general fund. Uh-huh. So this means that we're going to get increased funding. You're going to see probably another person being hired eventually.
Uh-huh.
But it's up to $93,000 our office will get, which will come from California CalVet, not the county budget. And so that's exciting news for us because it's coming from another source and it's a higher rate. This is good. Yeah. And we just signed the agreement for a satellite office at the new VA clinic.
I'm going out there next week and take a tour of it. It's we're still not sure when it's going to open, but they're thinking maybe December, January.
I heard October.
Well,
November.
Well, we'll
October,
see. It's somewhere in, the next quarter.
Correct.
It's going to open in the fourth quarter. So let's hope that happens. I know they're trying to hire personnel up there, move the ones they have. Yeah. Wait, tell you what, let's go to the phones. Nick, is this about veterans?
Yes.
Okay. No, it's about COVID, and you held me off and changed the subject. I just wanted to say the medication you were looking for rheumatoid arthritis was hydroxychloroquine.
Thank you. Thank you.
And in March of 2020, when COVID first hit and I went to refill my prescription, the pharmacist told me that the government was saving it, was taking it all for themselves. That's an indication that it works.
Okay.
And in my opinion, the reason that they're not solving this is because they don't want to. I'll point out that the equatorial countries that use chloroquine for malaria don't have the rate of COVID that we do. So it seems to me like if somebody was tested positive in an office, the first thing they should do is give everybody in the office regimens of chloroquine to help protect them. And I want to point out that chloroquine was real cheap until Joe Biden got into office.
Okay.
So I'll leave it at that. Thanks.
Okay, buddy. Thanks, Nick. And going back to our veterans here.
Yes.
So
we're
going to be able to hire another...
Eventually down the road,
down the road.
In the next year. And then our satellite office, this is a great partnership because we're going to have someone near the patient advocate office.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to help with social workers. We will be there on site instead of, and for aid and attendance and pensions.
Right.
Because when the doctor fills it out, they drive all the way over here to our office at 1855 Shasta Street. Sometimes it's not filled out correctly, so we have to say, you have to get an appointment and with your doctor and try this again.
Yeah, try that.
Being on site is going to help with that. It's going to be this amazing, I see it, being a great partnership, especially social workers and getting people into assisted living and helping them transition out of hospitals and all of that. I think this is going to be a really wonderful idea, and we're looking forward to partnering with the VA clinic.
I think this is just great. And like you said, this is a person that's going to be able to, you know, to solve a lot of the problems right there,
mm-hmm.
get everything signed and then send it over to your office. Because a lot of these are elderly people.
Yes.
And it's not easy for them to get from one office to another. I mean, they can, of course. They're not stupid or anything like that. It's just not as easy. But if you can do everything in one-stop shopping, which is what essentially you're saying, then why not do that? I had somebody, we have a meeting, and he showed up 30 minutes early. An hour early.
That's all right.
Yeah, you know what?
We all put it
they're
in our calendar sometimes.
They're all Marines. So that's a big step forward.
It is. And also I wanted to let everybody know that we're open. We're open. Our doors are open. Call and find out the wait time, but we're open. So if you need to see your veterans rep and you have been waiting for 4 weeks, please come on in. Not all today, please, but come on in this week and next week.
You see several thousand a year anyway.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Here's a question on the chat room. For dental surgery, do the veterans have to drive to Davis? Now, that, from what I understand, has changed, but not everybody gets dental at the VA.
Correct.
I think it's 100% disabled veterans.
That's correct.
Can get dental at the VA. The rest of us, we all have dental insurance.
Yes.
They have dentists on call. They have and I'm sure if it's a dental surgeon, they can do it right here in town, just like going out in town to see a specialist.
Yeah, and a lot of people go to San Francisco because that's the best dental, VA dental that we have. Is a lot of people go out to San Francisco, and I know it's quite a ways, but they do have shuttles.
That's right. If it does that, but for most of us who are not 100% disabled, we have dental insurance.
Yes.
And that we pay for. And it's kind of funny. It's always been funny to me that, you know, we had full medical, and we still have it, the VA and TRICARE and all that, but it doesn't cover dental.
It doesn't. There is a legislative bill up there, and it's asking for dental for veterans, and I'm hoping that it'll pass. I'm watching it. It's not moving very fast, but it's up there, and so we're hoping.
Well, you know what that's going to cost? Well, it's going to cost probably billions of dollars. It's going to be, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to provide dental for retirees and those who are retired medically from the service.
Yeah, but
I just tell you right now.
Yeah. Your health is mainly in your mouth.
I understand. See, it's Tommy this and Tommy that, and throw him out the brute. He's a savior of our country when the guns begin to shoot. See, that's exactly Rudyard Kipling, famous poem, Tommy. And so once you're out, it's, 22 suicides a day, you know, get your dental care someplace else, you know, all that. You know, people in so many cases, if I may say, pay a lip service to veterans, crocodile tears. You see them during election times.
Yes.
So, and we're working on something right now that is we're running into, personally, is what I think. Maybe not. We'll find out. You and I.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop is a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans where I get my haircut. And I can truthfully say the best place to get a haircut in town. It's the only place I've gone to. I've been very, very happy there. They work on appointments, 244-9478. Give them a call. They'll set you up a time. You just walk in, get your haircut, catch up on what's going on, walk out. Man's last stronghold, my friends. Man's last stronghold. 8:30 in the morning, 64 degrees out there, smoky, and we'll be right back.
Has a story to tell. Once a year, Goldmark Jewelers displays a collection of diamond rings, earrings, pendants, and bracelets with their own favorite stories. For 30 years, the Goldmark Jewelers annual estate sale has brought you the best collection of vintage and antique jewelry in Northern California. Each of these pieces have rich history and incredible stories. Diamonds and gemstones hand-cut by master craftsmen were set in masterpieces cherished for hundreds of years. Now it's your turn to write the next chapter in your diamond story. The Goldmark annual estate sale coming September 1st. Goldmark Jewelers, Hilltop Drive, where Redding buys diamonds.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
3, 2, 1, it's showtime. Ladies, prepare to excite your senses. The world-famous Hunks the Show Ladies Night Out is coming. Are you ready for this? Not one, but two nights. Friday, August 27th and Saturday, August 28th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets only $15. Ladies, this will be a sellout event, so get your tickets today. For details, download the Wind River app. It's showtime at the river.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Come join Recall Shasta for a great night, fundraising dinner, speakers, live auction, and raffle, August 28th at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. For ticket information, call 530-691-1707. This is an opportunity for us to come together as a community and make our voices heard. Come join Recall Shasta for our third fundraising dinner, paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee / Shasta Recall.
Welcome back to the Wednesday edition of KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You hear Judy's commercial here on KCNR, and she is just a really cool person inside and out, and her business is amazing. So, if you are looking to, oh my gosh, what do I do now? Fire insurance. She handles, any kind of financial needs. It's all under one roof. Seniors and business owners, helping families since 1993. She's located on Hilltop Drive. Give her a call at 221-0441. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Hey, by the way, give us a call, 605-4567. First caller gets $10, a Black Bear Diner Box. Give us a call. Hey, that covers like soup and salad.
Our niece's baby has been born.
And did you see it?
Well, I'm trying to download the image on my phone, on my watch. It's not helping you. It's probably on your phone.
Okay.
We're here with Celestina Traver, who is a Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. She's got like about 2 pages more. Let's go. Let's rock and roll here.
All right. Well, I have a couple of announcements. The 9/11 remembrance at the Giant Flag will happen on 9/11 at 7 a.m. It's brought to you by RPD Fire Department and the Lions Club. So if you want to drop by at 7 a.m. at the big Giant Flag, they're going to have a remembrance event there.
And what day is that?
9/11.
Yes. Okay.
And then also we have Patriot Day celebration. I don't know if you guys announced that.
No, I just got that. And
yeah.
When's that going to be?
9/11 at 10 a.m.
At 10 a.m.
At Judge Eaton's Home and Garden Area.
Oh, yes.
You know
I'm
what?
Singing the national anthem at that one.
You're right.
I'm pretty sure Arch Pugh called me about that, and you had replied, but is it not?
When is it going to be?
It's 9/11, 10 a.m.
At 10 a.m.?
10 a.m.
Okay.
I went 2 years ago, and it was wonderful,
yeah.
So
yeah.
I highly suggest it.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Great.
It
and
is.
And that's right across from, it's right up the street from the jail.
Yes.
On the same street.
Yes.
So you'll see it. It'll be at the cars and flags and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
So we have a new employee. Her name is Victoria O'Callaghan, and she goes by Tori. She started a couple weeks ago, right in the midst of us closing in the COVID thing, but she is currently in training. She is not a she's a new employee, but not a new position. She replaced Tyler Miller that left. So we're excited, and we congratulate her and welcome her to our office.
There you go. Here's a question. I tried to get my medical records because I've tried 3 times in the last 20 years, and the VSO said they can't do anything until they get those. Is that enough information?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So medical records are tricky. The medical records they're talking about, I'm presuming, is the military medical records.
Of course.
And so what we do is we help them order them, or we ask them to order them. And then we look through them to see, because sometimes if they were in the military 50 years ago or 30 years ago, they don't remember what they went to sick call for at all, or the infirmary. So we go through them and see if anything that's happening today has happened in the military, in their medical records, and then we make that nexus and we file the claim for it.
Well, you know, and that makes sense because you have you need to be seen. You get seen out at the VA. They send mm-hmm. you to ortho. Ortho sees you. They take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
But you go back and say, well, have you ever had an injury there? Well, 32 years is a long time. Past the 32 years is, you know, another 20 years after that, practically.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it is hard. And so, did you ever have a knee injury? Well, you know, I never got sick, but yeah. I had a number of injuries, you know, from the military. So, yeah, trying to remember that's very, very difficult.
I have a great example. I had a veteran in front of me a few years back, and I was looking through the records, and I'm like, you fell down some stairs on a ship. I don't know what you call them.
I think they call them ladders.
Ladders.
Ladder wells.
And it looks like you went and you got Motrin or whatever it is, and you were down for about 3 days. Oh, I forgot about that. Have you had problems with your back? Yeah, I've had back surgery, and I've had problems with my back for years now, and I've been seeing a chiropractor and it went on, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, let's file. They did not even remember them falling down the ladder and hurting their back because it was 40 years ago. And that
And it wasn't something that they hadn't, what they thought, recovered when you're very young.
But yeah.
There can be injuries that you've sustained that over the years it was initiated there.
Mm-hmm.
And then years later, as you age, it just exasperates what's
Absolutely.
Happened there. And now you've got something that started when you were in the military.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean you had to been in combat. It doesn't mean you have to be blown up.
Right.
Right. Or something like this. It can, you know, people that jump out of aircraft. I have mm-hmm. a very close friend that jumped out of aircraft a lot. And, it damaged his feet and it took almost a decade. You know, after he got out of the service for it to get that bad, because he's a warrior, when he saw somebody, he ends up getting aid and attendance, to help him with this. He gets surgery on his feet. He gets implants, pain implants in his back. I mean, all of this came from, jumping out of an airplane 8,042 times, or how many
right.
times you did it. You know?
We look at back, we look at your knees, we look at shin splints, we look at your feet and ankles when you have so many jumps behind you. And we look at all of that. You know, did you have a rough landing? Well, yeah, I landed in a tree. Or I hit my head on a branch coming down. And we're like, wow, did you lose consciousness? Yes. And I fell, and we're like, wow, well, then we need to get you tested for a traumatic brain injury. So there's so many parts that we have that when we have this conversation, we have to have those medical records. So.
Yeah. Okay, and what they're saying is, though, it's sometimes hard to get the medical records. I still have my medical records, with officers, they would let us carry them from spot to spot. An enlisted had to be mailed. For whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then your medical records, the ones I have, and I made sure I had everything in it when I left, are kept in some repository someplace.
Right.
And so they have to go back and find it that way.
You have to find them.
Now with electronic medical records, it makes it a lot easier. And I'm sure mm-hmm. at some point, in fact, they could do it during the vaccination process, insert a chip into their body also. That has their medical records on it. That they can read. They can read the medical records. Just
right.
like you could, like, for a dog. We're going to take a break. And this portion of the show is brought to you by... Okay, they're not doing that. I think they've thought of it, though.
They're not doing that.
Well, you know what? If you put a chip on somebody's body, that when they come in and they're scanned, if that chip is still viable, they can scan that. And get all their basic, what they're allergic to, all these things off that chip. Now, and at the end of your service time, you have it taken out. Don't you think that could be usable? Celestina is just staring at me like his. You know, I just think of ways to help. When, you know, when you're injured in the military and in combat, you know, you're not conscious in many times, and you come back to the aid station, and it'd be, you know, and if you're not from that unit, and many times you're not, just having something like that there.
I just think that they should scan records in immediately instead of having paper copies, and scan them in so that we have access to them right away, and it should, where both of our systems are compatible and they talk to each other,
it should be.
Would be really helpful.
I think so.
So
too.
We wouldn't have to wait 20 years or 10 yeah. years or 5 years or
they
2
be,
years.
I would be thinking they'd be scanning in all these records, just, you know, have a team that's scanning in records, trying to get all of this, and I'm sure they are, mm-hmm. trying to get it electronically so they can get the records out.
They're in the process, yeah. but DOD is not quite there yet.
Oh, no. they're trying to figure out what's going on in Afghanistan right now. 8:44 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, grab bags of cigars, all your tobacco needs, all their accessories, like, how about this? How about, you know, humidors for your pipe tobacco? How about pipes? They have it all there at Tobacco and Brew, and they are a champion of veterans and our community. Located, like I said, at 2143 Hilltop Drive, very close to Sierra Gibbs, and they're open 6 days a week. We'll be right back.
Join Recall Shasta for a great night, fundraising dinner, speakers, live auction, and raffle, August 28th at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. For ticket information, call 530-691-1707. This is an opportunity for us to come together as a community and make our voices heard. Come join Recall Shasta for our third fundraising dinner, paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee /Shasta Recall.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane.
Every diamond has a story to tell. Once a year, Goldmark Jewelers displays a collection of diamond rings, earrings, pendants, and bracelets with their own favorite stories. For 30 years, the Goldmark Jewelers annual estate sale has brought you the best collection of vintage and antique jewelry in Northern California. Each of these pieces have rich history and incredible stories. Diamonds and gemstones hand-cut by master craftsmen were set in masterpieces cherished for hundreds of years. Now it's your turn to write the next chapter in your diamond story. The Goldmark annual estate sale coming September 1st. Goldmark Jewelers, Hilltop Drive, where Redding buys diamonds.
Welcome back to Big Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Hey, tomorrow we're having Danny Orloff, who is the new spokesperson for the Reading Chamber of Commerce when it comes to advocating people coming to see us here in the North State. He's taking over for that Wonderland, the Wonderland Association that the Chamber of Commerce has now taken under their wing. So Danny will be on the show tomorrow at 8 o'clock with Trish Clark. Now let's answer some questions here quickly. How long before a service member gets out should they apply for benefits?
Immediately. Come to our office at 1855 Shasta Street.
Okay. Can a dishonorable discharge veteran get benefits?
Not through our office, but we do offer a discharge upgrade, and we look at everything and the cause of why you got the dishonorable discharge, and we take that in consideration. You can get housing through Nation's Finest,
right,
with a dishonorable discharge, though.
And I'm not going to get into the travesty that happens with some of our soldiers and Marines and sailors, mm-hmm, that had horrendous cases of PTSD because of, mm-hmm, combat, and then they got in trouble, and then, mm-hmm, they were, you know, and after you get in trouble so many times, you get discharged, and sometimes it is dishonorably. And so then all of their medical help was cut off. I mean, that is so wrong, and they have since changed that, I believe. Now, we're talking about the pay for retired military and then injury pay.
Correct.
Okay. Can you explain this in 8 minutes?
I can.
Okay.
So concurrent retirement disability pay is CRDP. Then you have combat-related special compensation, mm-hmm, which is CRSC. Let's go back to CRDP, which is the concurrent retirement, is done when you get VA disability and you get your percentage. This is an automatic through DOD. They look at your percentage, and it must be 50% or greater. And then they go ahead and figure out the pay through DOD. There's nothing you can do at our office. This is an automatic.
Right.
And so where it falls under our office is the combat-related special compensation. And this is a program created for disability and non-disability military retirees with combat-related disabilities, which means armed conflict, hazardous duty, instrumentally, like an instrument of war, which means you've participated in some like area, mm-hmm, and simulated war as well. And added simulated war.
Oh, for training.
Correct.
Training.
And for, yeah, those who have the drones.
Yeah.
For drones, when they drop the drones and blow,
yeah,
things up and, yeah, buildings up, they added that as part of it.
PTSD on that.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Because they're killing people and sometimes it catches up with them.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
PTSD and TBIs and things like that. Yeah. In order to get CRSC, you must be entitled and receiving military pay. You must be rated at least 10% service connection through the VA, and you must waive your VA pay from your retired pay. So it's an offset. which means that you take your retiree pay, which is taxed, right, through DOD, and when you apply for CRSC, they shift that money from your retiree pay to the VA, which is non-taxable, which is to your best benefit. This does not mean you lose any pay. You don't. It's just a shifting of.
It's just, and what that does is it cuts back on your taxes. Now,
correct.
If a person's 100% disabled, does not automatically mean no, or he's been given a 100% disabled mm-hmm. credit. Does that mean all of his retirement pay becomes non-taxable?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer.
Well,
because what we do is we apply for it. Yeah. We, in our office, we do all the documentation, and then DOD makes that choice. So usually people don't come back and say, tell us.
Yeah.
I would love to know the answer because people don't come back and tell us, hey, this is how much I'm getting paid from the DOD, and this is how much VA is paying me now. We don't see that part. Usually they don't come back.
If you look at percentages, though,
mm-hmm.
it's not the same percentage.
It's not the same percentage.
No, and this is what people have a problem with. If you've been injured in any of these instances that Celestina Traver just talked about, going down to the Veterans Service office, you know, all of a sudden your hearing's gone or it's really gone downhill. Well, you've been around explosions a lot that, now your hearing's going down. It can either be through training or through combat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people say, you know, oh, put your earplugs in. Right. And a 50 caliber's hammering next to you. You know, you're probably going to have some hearing loss. That is considered a combat injury. Is that correct?
Possibly, yes.
Possibly. Okay. I'm not going to try and pin you down on this.
Well, okay. Only because we don't really see the back end of how they figure all of that out. And we don't make the decisions like we do when we file a claim because this goes to the VA, and the VA looks at all of their medical records and all of their DOD and their service records, and then they make a choice from what they find.
Okay.
So it's not as cut and dry as that.
Okay. We're here with Celestina Traver, who is the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. The office is located on Shasta Street.
1855.
And you'll see it by, if you go up there, at the corner of Court and Shasta, you go through the light there, just go straight ahead and it's on your left. You'll see the flag.
Yeah.
And it's really a nice office. You know, Celestina, there are so many things that veterans have earned, not entitlements, have earned for their service. And many, many, many of us did not have any idea until we went down and talked to you or one of your people. When you get out of the service or any of your family gets out of the service, one of the first things they should do is, one, sign up at the VA clinic. Even if they can't be seen there, they get into the system. Two, go down and see Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and find out. They'll go through your records with you and all these things.
Well, and if you don't have your records, we can order them online for you. And we can also walk you through how to order them online if you have a computer. If you do not have computer and internet, we can order them online now through NPRC, which is the National Personnel Records Center.
And remember, next month we've got on 9/11, we've got two events going.
Yes.
One at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock.
Yours? 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock.
7 o'clock and 10 o'clock. 7 o'clock at the Giant Flag.
Yes.
And 10 o'clock will be at the
Judge Eaton's
house
and garden area.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful there.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank
it's been
for everything you do.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. You really have a heart for our veterans here in the North State.
Our honor.
We really appreciate it. Does anybody call in for the $10 Black Bear Diner bucks?
Carolyn called.
Carolyn. Okay, Carolyn, we've got those right here for you. Just stop on by. You know, Celestina, I think that is it frustrating sometimes when people come in and you find out, oh, my God, it's been 20 years and you should have been getting, you should have been being, you know, compensated for this injury.
It saddens me. That's why I...
they don't backdate it, do they?
No.
Yeah.
No. And that's why I'm on the radio, and thank you for allowing me to do this. And that's why we have a newsletter. I'm trying to get out there and get everybody... It's really important to get people to come into our office to find out. Bring your DD-214 and find out, do you have benefits? Don't wait until you're sick or you need, assisted living. Come in. Come in right now.
Yeah. And the office is welcoming. They used to have pastries there. I don't know if you still do that.
We don't right now.
Okay. Well, that's not the reason to go there. And what's the phone number there?
It's 530-225-5616, press option 2.
And I guarantee you that this office is probably, if not the best in the state, it's got to be in the top 3. Number two, and that's for helping veterans and helping them get the benefits they deserve.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Celestine, for everything
you
do. Okay, everybody, have a great day. It's the air quality index is 117, which is unhealthy for sensitive groups. So just be aware of that. Have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.